He also sits on the coordinating committee of the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War and the steering committee of the Canadian Peace Alliance. Sisters and brothers, please welcome Ali Mallah.
Assalamu alaikum and peace be yours. We stand here today in support of people's right to have their own self-determination to choose whichever government they want to have. When you hear Stephen Harper talking about democracy and human rights, tell him shut up! Tell him he's a liar! You remember 2 years ago, in the streets of Toronto, when thousands and thousands of Torontians gathered against the GTA, the G20, the federal government spent more than $1.2 billion to oppress us, to suppress us, to attack us. And now they have the audacity to talk about the human rights. Why are they silent on the human rights and the killing in Bahrain? What about the 100,000 demonstrating in the street in Yemen? What about the human rights violation in Saudi Arabia? We know they are not for human rights. But as Brother James and others have said, they are for war because they profit from war and we the poor pay for it. But we say no more.
No more.
No more war.
No more war.
No more war.
No more war.
Brothers and sisters, no country, no country, no state should have nuclear weapon. No country, no state should have weapon of mass destruction. Those weapons are made with the blood and lives of the people of poor countries to profit some corporation in Europe and North America. They are killers. And Netanyahu coming to Canada and now in the US. And shame on that guy, Obama. Kissing the ass of AIPAC. And talking about all options. We say the only option is a justice and peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to hide. We come in the open and in front of everyone to say what we think. We as a Canadian do not support Stephen Harper and his warmongers government.
No.
This is the same government have been targeting groups, organizations and students for standing up and speaking up for Palestine. They have penalized Canadian Arab Federation. They have penalized Alternatives. They have penalized Kairos. And now they have penalized Palestine House. Why? Why? Because Palestine House has a map of Palestine on its website. When Stephen Harper and Jason Kenney, you like it or not, Palestine will be Palestine and will be free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Another reason, Jason Kenney later said, because you celebrated the release of the prisoners. Well, Jason Kenney, read my lips and hear my words. You and Stephen Harper and your other Zionist supporters. A day will come, will be no more occupation of Palestine and will be no more prisoners in Palestine, and people of Palestine, all the people of Palestine will be living under one state for one vote and for all democratic rights for everyone. Solidarity forever. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
We've just got a couple more speakers that we're going to have here at this end.